When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan inside the 11 o'clock hour. The last hour I got tonight, Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. The Knicks are up 4, 92-88. They're doing what they're supposed to do, and we're going to hold on my Casamigos big shot of the night because I didn't want to award it prematurely. It'll come up at some point before this game ends. This game will end before I'm off air. Let's get back to you. At 877-337-6666, Nicholas Batum or Buddy Hield. Good, great. The bench points tonight for the Sixers. It's incredible. They have how many points off the bench now?
39 points.
39 points. I was about to say almost 40 points off the bench. They will have 40 points off the bench compared to the Knicks' 2 points off the bench. And Mitchell Robinson just had that first bucket. 92-91. It is tense. I do not envy the Knicks fans. Because, like, not being a Knicks fan, I'm in a position where I just, like, you know, I'm not going to feel any kind of way depending on the outcome. I got some a couple coins on it. I need DiVincenzo to score one more point. But, man, the that feeling that you get right now, it is just, like, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to watch. It's hard to sit still. Let's go to Bayonne and talk to Anthony on The Fan. What's up, Ant?
Yo, what's up, man?
Watching the game, you know. Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, do you believe the Knicks can pull this off? There's no way.
No, wait. We can't do that. We can't do that. Of course I believe they can pull it off. They just had a 4-point lead.
2-19.
Okay. There's 7 minutes left. Anything can happen. They got to go on a run. Somebody's got to get hot. I would like to see Miles McBride have his first points of the game tonight. Maybe that's it right
bang.
There.
There it is. But I'm saying, Scott Foster, team's trailing the series, 2-19. I don't believe it. They're going to go to game 7. The Sixers are more talented, even with Embiid with one leg. I want them to win, but who knows?
Oh, but, man, you Knicks fans got trauma, PTSD to deal with. You're in the heat of battle. It's a tie game, 95-95. You can end the series. There's 6 minutes and some change left. Believe. Just believe.
I want to believe. The Knicks, I mean, they haven't done it recently. I mean, is this team different? I don't know. We'll see.
We're about to find out in the next 6.5 minutes. Thanks for the call, Anthony. This mic is powerful. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. Jeez. It's getting thick. It's tough, man. This is anxiety. This is nervousness. This is everything you would like. A different ending here, or you would like for the Knicks to be up 20 here, but that's not how it's gone all series. It comes down to the wire. And a lot of you are still referencing game 5. They have to win because then somebody's going to be the GOAT and not the greatest of all time. Somebody's going to be pointed at, and it can't be Josh Hart again. It can't be Mitchell Robinson again. It can't be Brunson again, because all the Knicks fans are going to do is double down. Well, he did this in game 5 and then this in game 6. So, positive energy. You know, a few weeks ago when we were coming out of spring training, I opened up with some guided meditation. Maybe we need some guided meditation right now. Just control your breathing and control your thoughts. Think happy thoughts, positive thoughts. Knicks in 6. It can happen. They just got to make some plays and not make some mistakes and not foul. And play defense, man. You're letting Nick Batum, come on. I know we were joking about Nicholas Batum coming out of the play-in. We're like, well, you know, Nick Batum won the play-in for them. You're not going to let Nick Batum and Buddy Hield. They've got more points than Tyrese Maxey. Nick Batum and Buddy Hield off the bench have more points than 4 of the Sixers starters. Tobias Harris has played 26 minutes, 0 points. Kyle Lowry is on the bench. He's a non-factor. The Knicks, though, Deuce McBride just hit his first three, so now at least you got 5 points off the bench. I need DiVincenzo to get me one more bucket for cash, baby. And Brunson, where you at, man? I feel like Brunson is due. He's got 27. He needs another three to get to 30. Josh Hart, 13. OG Anunoby has played big down the stretch here. For only having like single-digit points, he came on strong in the second half. He's got 17. 877-337-6666. Some of y'all got to stop lying to me on TikTok. Somebody's like, oh, Drake dropped. Did you hear the Drake diss? I'm like, no, I'm at work. I'm hosting a live radio show. I'm live on TikTok. I did not. There was no opportunity for me to hear that. And I don't think that's facts. I don't think that's for real. I don't think that actually happened. And man, these commercial breaks are taking forever. Not the ones on WFAN, the ones on TNT. I mean, get back to the game. I can't imagine. I might have to text Tommy to tap back in after this game, win or lose. But we're positive energy here. We're staying focused on the win. The Knicks in six. The Knicks can end this tonight. The Knicks can do this right now. You Knicks fans, forget about the past. Forget about the past, literally the past as far as the last game you played. It is right there in front of you right now to end the Sixers season. It is right there in front of you to put these Sixers fans away in their own building in the next few minutes. One's on the clock. Do you guys do that? Do you guys make wishes? There was a point in time when I told people my life is just a collection of wishes with ones on the clock. When it's 11-11, I wish for something every time. Mostly to be rich. Cash! Somebody wished for Jalen Brunson to hit three. And that's 30 points for Brunson and a three-point lead for the Knicks. 98-95. Here we go. This is going to be crazy down the stretch. 6 minutes left. I'm not going to give you the exact play-by-play. I need DiVincenzo to get a bucket, though. Brunson, stay hot. Wet. Bang! That's another three back-to-back threes. The Knicks go up six, 101-95. Somebody call. Frank is in Bayonne. Frank, you're on the Fan.
Keith, my guy, how we doing?
You know, I hit some guided meditation. I made some wishes. I put out some positive energy, and now I'm seeing the benefits of that. That's got to be a foul.
That's it.
They did call a foul.
The fact that you tell me that you are not a good better and you are one bucket away from DiVincenzo.
Don't jinx it on this microphone now.
Absolutely crazy.
Don't jinx me because he could go scoreless the rest of the way. He's been giving it up.
Nah, he's going to hit a big three. No doubt about it. And I just want to say, it's over tonight. Let's go, Knicks. Keith, keep doing your thing. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for helping me out, Frank. Calls are clear. Wide open if you want to chime in here. This could be history in the making. Let's not jinx it. They got to see it through. I don't want to go back to last game. But we know what happened last game with a six-point lead. 101-95. The Knicks go on a 9-2 run. What was I saying before? They needed to go on an 8-0 run. They didn't exactly do that. But it's winning time. Game on the line. This group of guys, these Knicks, know that they should have won the last game. They know that they're minutes away from locking this game down. And what I said to you is, if they are who we think they are, if what they've done all season holds true, if they play, that's a turnover. If they play the way that they've played, they will outlast these guys. And that's tough. That's a tough bucket and one on Maxey. Coming off the turnover, Maxey goes down, draws the contact, puts it in. They're on their feet in Philadelphia. I do not want to hear that stupid clap your hands song tonight. Go New York, go New York, go. We need this. We need this. They're going to compete. They're on their last leg. These are millionaire ballers. These are some of the best hoopers in the world. They're not going to lay down on their home floor. They're not going to go quietly into the night. The Knicks have to take it from them. Tyrese Maxey only 10 points? What was I telling y'all? There's no way he has a 40-some point game. There's no way he's going to have a 20-point game at this point. 10 points? Brunson, please be smart, and please don't play hero ball. We know it's only you, but it's not only you. It's a team. Keep moving the ball around. OG, can we get a foul call? No, Yes, they get the foul call on Hartenstein. Let's see here. The ball just hit off his face. But Embiid, they're going to call that foul on Embiid. Let's see. Yeah, Embiid, control yourself. You just smacked him in the face. The ball didn't hit him in the face.
Wait.
The ball didn't hit him in the face. Embiid hit him in the face.
Was that the ball or his hand?
It was both. Embiid's hand was in there, and that's where he reacted. The ball doesn't make a grown man the size of Isaiah Hartenstein react like that.
Yeah, he's challenging it.
Go ahead and challenge then, Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse sprained his finger in game five in coaching. He got hurt on the sideline. He couldn't draw up plays after spraining his finger. This is nuts. Let's see what we got on the Twitter. Let's see what we got on the TikTok. I see you guys on the TikTok. Appreciate you guys. I can't actually like type to you or respond. We're live on air. This is history in the making. This is game six. The Knicks are this close to ending the Sixers season. They need a couple more breaks. Smart basketball this time. Heads up basketball this time. No stupid fouls. All right. They just gave up a 3-point play. You can't have it. No turnovers. Smart decisions with the ball. And man, with the lead, you got to milk the clock. With the lead, you got to dribble around. You got to take that shot clock down. And you got to get it to the point where you're making or missing a shot with no time left. Fred Katz tweets, one of the 2,000 first responders at the game tonight, Nick Nurse. Fred Katz, who covers the New York Knicks for The Athletic. Yeah, Embiid, that's a smack. You can't do that. I'm glad they're actually calling the whistles on Embiid because down the stretch, it comes down to these officials' calls too. Be under control. That's a foul. Now Hartenstein's nose bleeding. There will be blood. Wouldn't be game six NBA playoffs without a little bit of blood. What you got to say, Scott Foster? I can't hear you. The sound is off in here. 877-337-6666. Again, I'm done at 12, but this show will be over. Big Mac is coming up next. And my Casamigos Big Shot of the Night will come up next. But like I said, I didn't want to give it to someone in this game before this game went final. I didn't want to award a Big Shot, a Casamigos Big Shot award, and then, you know, possibly give it to someone in a losing effort. You know what I usually say. I don't like to award the Casamigos Big Shot of the Night in a losing effort. I mean, I gave it to Luis Severino the other night just because I used to be my dog for real. I'm happy to see Luis Severino with a little long hair and a beard and, you know, figuring it out, not letting his career be over. 877-337-6666. Monroe is in Morristown. Monroe, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Hey, I'm a fellow Hawk. Went to Monmouth.
Go Hawks.
Like you. Anyway, listen. This Knick team has been so great to watch, but I disdain the Philadelphia fan and the Philadelphia teams if they win.
Disdain tonight, is a verb. You said you disdain them, like, or like, you have disdain.
Oh. Yes, I'm sorry. I really dislike them, and
he hung up. He threw me for a loop there. He said, "I disdain." Now I'm looking up disdain. Is disdain? Can you have disdain? The disdain. He said, "I disdain them." That just threw me off. Now I'm going back to English class in high school. Disdain. Remove a stain from... No, not that way. What does disdain mean? To discolor?
DiVincenzo just hit a shot.
To disdain. Oh, DiVincenzo. Hey! I'm rich! And
wait, is it 19 or 20?
No, I put the bet on 20.
Oh, it's 21. He has 20.
He's got 21. Cash, baby! As I'm trying to look up English words like disdain, like, can you have... Like, he said, I disdain. No, you can't. You have disdain. What does disdain mean? Disdain, to disdain or discolor something? No, I'm thinking of like, no. And of course, as I'm looking that up, my bet cashes. Hey, if you tail Keith McPherson's bet tonight, you made some change tonight. What a night to listen to the fans. See how we try and tell some of these people, I don't listen to the radio. You should probably listen to me, though. John is in Jersey. What's up, John? You got it.
Yo, let me just remind you all, we're talking about the Knicks, all right? And the Knicks don't pull through. Sorry to say it. Sorry to rattle up everybody, but the Knicks can...
Yeah, we're not doing that, bro. You're bugging out. They're up 105.99. My bet just cashed. What are you talking about? There's 3:45 left in this game. They're up 6. I'm not even going to let you finish your sentence. Not tonight. We're not going that way. We're not going that way. OG, knock it down, baby. Oh, get the rebound. Out-hustle them. Hey, take all 10 seconds off this clock right here. Brunson, in the paint. Good! Yeah, so you're not about to call into my show and say that the Knicks don't pull through. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 107.99. That is an 8-point lead with 3 minutes and 26 seconds left. I'm not jinxing anything, but that's a good spot to be in if you've ever watched NBA basketball, college basketball, basketball in general. A bucket is worth 2. 3-point shot. You would need 3 3-point shots to take the lead. 3 possessions. You would need some 4-point plays. The probability, I don't know, my math people, what's the probability right now? Right now, if I was able to pull up, I think if I go to ESPN, they have, like, if you go to the Gamecast, they have the probability, but I won't read it on air. But I'll let you know that the Knicks win, the Knicks win probability on ESPN, if you had the same number on a test in school, you would get an A right now. Finish the deal. I just want to live in it, man. Right? I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm not a Knicks hater. The Knicks have sucked for so long. The Knicks have been down for so long. Hey, look at all these people now. People on Twitter starting to say, thank you, Keith McPherson. Cash. Made some people some money today. And I told people not to do it, but made some people some money today. Glad I could do that. But yeah, back to my fandom. I love sports. I love the NBA. I love basketball. And the playoffs, you know, just watching the playoffs the other night, the night that Jamal Murray hit that shot, I think it was the same night that the Knicks, DiVincenzo hit that shot. I'm like, I don't understand when people are like, I don't watch basketball. I don't like the NBA. I'm like, I can't relate. I've been watching the NBA since I was 5 years old, watching the playoffs. I don't miss the finals. And, you know, even though my NBA team brings me a lot of pain and anguish and frustration and just like they're just so inept and inconsistent, it pisses me off. The NBA has always been a sport where I've latched on to players. I've latched on to teams. And being on the fan, I've latched onto this Knicks team because I've had to watch them. I've had to be familiar with them. I've had to talk about them. And I tip my cap. Tonight, man, when gets done. And yeah, shout out to everybody on Twitter that's giving me love. You guys owe me some money. You got Venmo Keith McPherson. Send me some of that bread. I gave you the opportunity to get cash tonight. Break me off. Where's my tip for the tip? Shout out Mark Williams. Shout out my boy Dre all day. Splash on Twitter. Great call, Keith, on Big Ragu. Mike. Shout out to Mike, Man of Steel, MV. Well done, Keith. Yeah, you just hit for $600, bro. Look up Keith McPherson on Venmo. Send me that cash. I got a baby to feed. This is fun. Finish the job. Finish the job. Foul merchant. Foul merchant. Embiid looking for fouls. What else was I going to say? So, you know, I understand Nets fans that said, oh, I want both the Sixers and the Knicks to lose. Man, I've been in New York for a decade. I've been in this city every day for the last decade. And around here, I've got a ton of friends and family. My dad is a Knicks fan. My uncles are Knicks fans. Rest in peace to my brother. He was a Knicks fan. It's just like, I'm not hating on the Knicks. They are never good. So as I tell you, you know, stay down. till you come up, stay down till you come up, and there's no reason for me to get on this microphone with any type of negativity, any type of coalition of Knicks haterism. This is good for the city. This is good for the radio station. This is good for the Knicks fans that love this team and had to struggle through so many years where you weren't playing at this time. So let's see if they can finish the deal. It's a six-point game. There's 3 minutes left. Please play smart. You're this close. We're having a good time. People followed my bets and they cashed them. People tailed what I said on this microphone. This mic is powerful. Put some money in some people's pockets tonight. At the last 30, 40 minutes before the game, I put that bet in. And a lot of people tailed. So, hopefully the Knicks can seal the deal and finish here. Let's go to Maxwell in Riverhead. Max, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, what's up? It's my first time calling. I'm a big fan. And I just wanted to say, I appreciate, you know, you being a Nets fan and all, but you, like, rooting hard for another New York team, the Knicks, because I don't think I could do the same thing if, like, I don't know, the Islanders or someone else was in the playoffs.
Yeah, it takes a lot of maturity, but also what it is that the Nets disappointed me so much. I'm just, like, disenfranchised. I'm disconnected. They're such a non-factor. And my fandom as a Nets fan will not trump my job and my responsibility as a nighttime radio host on the Fan.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're my favorite host. I'm driving home. I mean, I drive at any time of the day, but definitely my favorite. I love tuning into you, even when I'm tired and stuff. And I just want to say thank you. I mean, I like you got the energy. You're out here rooting for the Knicks and everything. So yeah, go Knicks.
I got you.
All right, man.
Thanks for making your first call to my show. All you guys that decide to call for the first time. That means something, right? That means what I'm saying is hitting you. It's connecting to you. It's making you take the next step. What do I always say? Shout out to the people that don't call. Shout out to the people that just listen, don't want to be heard, don't want to be in the show, don't want their voice or name or location known. They just sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversations that I have with the fans that do call. Man, these guys are getting hella lucky. Bro. Oh, boy. How many timeouts does Tom have? Use them. He's got two timeouts, and he's keeping them in his pocket. Please, get a bucket here. If they don't get a bucket here, impact the game as the head coach and stop play. Josh Hart, give it up. Josh Hart has no offensive game. Call timeout right now. Oh, my. Call timeout. Is this Steve Nash coaching? I'm calling timeout, bro. Yeah, no, and be after this possession, call timeout. Oh, no, I got to call timeout right here. It's 109-108. Tom, what are you doing, bro? Stop the damn game. You can affect the game. You're walking on the floor. What are you keeping these timeouts for game seven? Help these guys. There's a minute left. They're getting tied up. Oh, my goodness. Nick Nurse. Shut your ass up. That Scott Foster, please. Look at this. Kelly Oubre, get out of here. Kelly Oubre, you're a foot taller than Jalen Brunson. That's the right call. Less than a minute left. 109-108 Knicks. There's 58.4 seconds. They inbound the ball. Brunson, it's on you. That's a foul. Can we get the foul call? We got the foul call.
That's a terrible call. I hate that call so much.
But that is the Trae Young call.
But why does Trae Young get offensive fouls? Like I call it the
Trae Young call because you've seen him do it against the Nets. I remember I had a viral video because Nash was like, that's not basketball. That's not basketball. Brunson knows how to draw that foul.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive. The deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Back to back.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
is ridiculous.
Josh Hart.
Bang. Keith McPherson on the Fan. The game did not end during the break because this is the NBA. The last seconds take 15 minutes. Maxey goes up, goal 10 and 1, ties the game 111-111. The Knicks inbound. Brunson gets the ball. Brunson doesn't play hero ball. He passes the ball. He finds his teammates. And who he finds is the co-star of his roommate's pod, Josh Hart, who also played at Villanova down there in Philadelphia. And he's got a look at a wide open three and put his heart on the line. Bang! Drills it. Here he is again. Awesome. Keep passing the ball until the time runs out. Fouled him. That's going to do it, folks. Well, hold on. I don't want to jinx it.
It is not over.
It's not over. It's a one-point game. 114-113. Dante DiVincenzo on the line, who made us all some cash tonight if you followed my bet. While he's at the line, let's take a call. My guy Dwight in Asbury Park back on the Fan. What's up?
I was smelling the overtime action for this game, man.
No. Not another overtime game. DiVincenzo, the third member of the Villanova crew to join the Knicks, has the opportunity right now to hit two free throws, put the Knicks up three with 11 seconds to go, and that has to happen. It's going to be tough for Tyrese Maxey.
Well, Embiid fouled out.
Embiid fouled out on that one? Hold on. Let me check that. They just put the camera. They found a baddie on. They're like, hey, put the camera on her.
When Hart hit that three, I said, yeah, okay, this game is a wrap.
Here it is, folks. Here's probably the game right here. DiVincenzo hits the first one. Easy. 115-113.
They're going to learn from their mistake, and they're going to foul before they try and tie the game.
Oh, yeah. And they took Embiid out. I don't think you take Embiid out unless he fouled out, right?
All right.
116-113. It's a three-point game. The Knicks lead with 10 seconds left. They foul Maxey right away. Not going to give you the chance. What else you got for us, Dwight? Maxey's going to the line here.
I thought this game was going into overtime, but when Hart hit that three, I was like, yeah, okay, this game is over.
No, sir. We don't need OT tonight, man. Let's get this done in regulation. Yo, you said the Olympic qualifying track meets are this weekend, or they were last weekend? I blanked on that.
Yeah, the SWAC championship is going on today. They'll be going to the finals. Will be on this Saturday.
Okay, I got to look on Fubo. Yeah, appreciate it, Dwight. I know Fubo. They always have the track meets, the SWAC championship track meets. I could watch a track meet like people watch golf. 877-337-6666.
Do you think he misses this one?
No, I think he cashes. You think he misses on purpose,
saying? Yeah, like misses on purpose.
No, I think he tries to hit it.
Okay, he makes it.
It's a one-point game.
You can't foul Brunson.
Well, they have to foul Brunson. They're not going to have time. If you don't foul Brunson, he's just going to let the clock expire. Gary in Connecticut. Hey, what's up, man?
My man, Pots and Pan.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry.
What's up, Keith? How's your little baby boy?
And he's great. I am enjoying being a dad and enjoying watching him grow, and I can't wait till he gets older. I hope he likes one sport to watch with his dad, because I'm enjoying watching all these sports. This Knicks game has been excellent. It's been a lot of fun for me here at work tonight.
Nice. So I was thinking, what do you think the Yanks with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo, do you think they should sit him down, maybe?
Nah, they can't. They can't ever have a lineup without one of them. That's too much money. That's like $70 million on the bench. They got to figure it out, though. Giancarlo is starting to cool off, but he started off right. And I look at the Yankees like, hey, this guy was hot, but you were taking him out at least once a series in favor of putting Judge at DH, which tells me that Judge needs to DH because obviously he's not himself, slumping a little bit, and maybe he's dealing with something that they don't want to reveal to us. They just got to get going, man. The weather's warming up. There's no more excuses, and there's no more time left in the game. The Knicks win. Knicks in six. Final. The Knicks are moving on.
Nice.
Cash. Cash. Love it, man.
Nice. Who Go are they New playing York. Next?
They're going to play the Pacers. The Pacers beat the Bucks tonight, so we got another round. We got a second round in the NBA playoffs. They did it.
Very good.
They did it. So although
is Brunson going to be involved in any of it?
Of course. He's going to be the main, he's going to be the focal point. He had 41 again tonight. And people were calling up saying, oh, bro, I'm like, Brunson's been giving you 40-plus the last few games. He had 39. He had 47. He had 40. He had 41. This guy's ridiculous. Game.
All right. Well, at least we don't have to deal with Embiid. And there's all...
Sent them packing. Embiid proclaimed they were going to win the series. Embiid, why would you do that? Thanks
yeah,
for the
well,
call, Gary. Appreciate
Thank
you, Gary.
You.
Thanks, man. Embiid said they were going to win the series, though. Had to tweet that out. Cooked. Everybody, clap your hands for Philadelphia. Foo Philly. Can't spell Philly without two L's. They choke. They lose, they're packing up and going home again.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Ball game over! A perfect game! A perfect game for David Cone!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. I'm pouring up a double shot. Obviously, Jalen Brunson, 41 points, closing the deal back in Philadelphia. Everybody clap your hands for the point guard of your dreams. The Knicks are advancing to the second round. I also have to give it to Dante DiVincenzo, who I believed in tonight, who I told you I bet to score 20 points. I bet to make four threes. Could have bet him to make five threes. Maybe you tailed that bet and made some money. I just put on Twitter, hey, look me up at Keith McPherson on Venmo if I made you some money. Break a playoff off. Casamigos' big shot of the night goes to Jalen Brunson. And Dante DiVincenzo, JB, and the Big Ragu, they clutched up. They got it done. Knicks in six. Steve in Rockland, how are you? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. You know, I have to say something at this point, and it's about Julius Randle, all right? And if Julius, if, you know, he's not playing, got to believe that if Julius Randle would have played in this series, maybe it would have even been a sweep. There wouldn't have been a sixth game. And you know what? I've listened to hosts on this radio station, not you, okay, but especially the guys who come on at 10 o'clock, all right? And, well, Julius, maybe they don't need Julius. Julius, but, you know, Julius is a good player, but, and you know what?
Steve, it's a happy time. It's a positive time. The Knicks
just
won.
I know it is, but you know what? It's just, I just want to make a point. You know, it's like the same people who say the Knicks don't need Julius Randle are the same people who boo Aaron Judge who don't know anything about basketball. There's no
it's okay, Steve. It's all right. Steve, don't. How are y'all upset right now? How are y'all happy? Like, how are y'all not happy? How are y'all looking for the negative right now? That was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a series. Why are we talking about Julius Randle and host on The Fan that said some stuff about Julius Randle hasn't played in months? It's May. New York, New York. No place like it. The Knicks win. Play Frank. The Knicks win. Paul in Forest Hills. Man, give me some positivity, Paul.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it was a nail biter. I'm telling you now, it was a nail biter. The first quarter, I thought they were going to blow them out. Didn't happen. They came back, Philadelphia. The third and fourth quarters, DiVincenzo there, you know, and all the, you know, everybody that all year long was doing their thing, Hart, the other guy, Hardenstein, you know, and then, you got to mention Brunson, of course, right?
DiVincenzo, of course, Brunson. OG Anunoby came up huge. I think I'm that might, you, be, might have been his highest scoring game of the series.
I'm telling you, this was a. I've been a Knicks fan for a long, long time, my friend, okay? But this series with Philadelphia was the hardest one I've ever seen them play and win.
Good. They were facing the defending MVP. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'm running out of time. Anthony in Stamford, Connecticut. You got it. You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Big win, baby. I don't know how anyone could be upset right now.
Yeah, no, you got to celebrate. You got to live in this.
We're going to talk about Brunson, you know, great performance. But the guy who deserves the most credit tonight, in my opinion, OG Anunoby. What a midseason pickup. And then he really capitalizes it, comes down the lane, cocks it back, slams it on everyone, just electrifying the team. Big threes all over the place. Just, that's what we're looking for. That's the guy who's going to revitalize this team, keep them going. Playoff Brunson. I'm too happy right now, Keith. I'm too happy.
Live in it. Enjoy it. I'm trying to get as many calls in before they hit the music. Mike and Brick, what you got?
Yo, Keith, real quick. I'm stunned. I accept defeat. They had a lackluster second quarter. My God. I'm sitting here, like that last caller just said, OG. OG in the house, baby. OG in the house. Let's go Knicks, baby. New York City, rise up.
You got it. Hey, I got to end this show calling out a stupid Philadelphia Sixers fan that at about 10:25 called me at halftime talking about ripping up his Game 7 ticket. I thought about ripping up my Game 7 ticket. And I said, you can't rip up the tickets, bozo. They're on the phone. He started proclaiming that he's coming to New York for Game 7. No, you're not. I told you this mic is powerful. Hey, this is an all-time KM to AM tonight. I got to go to the podcast. Alex, make sure you podcast all this. The Odyssey app, man. Around 10:25, I took a call from Jim in Philadelphia talking about Embiid, how healthy he looks, how they can't be stopped, how he bought a ticket after Game 4 for Game 7, and he's coming to New York. And no, you're not, buddy. Start getting ready for the Eagles. Lock in on Bryce Harper and the Phillies. You're done. Embiid is cooked. The prophecy, you're forever processing this prophecy of, yeah, we're going to win this series. Trust the process. Bums. Philadelphia, city of losers. Whole bunch of them. Congrats, Knicks fans. Congrats, WFAN. Congrats, people that believed. And congrats to the Knicks fans that did not believe. The pessimistic Knicks fans that have PTSD and trauma. Sleep well tonight. You're on to the second round. And I think you can beat the Pacers. And we get to keep doing this. We get to keep having these shows and enjoying these things. Maybe I'll cook up some more parlays and bets for y'all to hit, man. I thank you guys tonight. This was fun. This is one of the most fun shows I ever had. I'm no Knicks fan, but I'm a New Yorker. I'm a host on The Fan. And, man, this was live on TikTok recorded. All of this goes to podcast. There were so many things. I did the guided meditation when we needed it. 11-11 ones on the clock. I wish for some money. I got it, DiVincenzo. Made me $220. And I low-key wish for Brunson to hit the three to get to over 30 points. He got to 41, and they won the game. We've been dying for a team that represents the city. And these guys do, without Julius Randle, without Bojan Bogdanovic. These guys play like New Yorkers. Enjoy it tonight, man. C-Max coming up next. He's a New Yorker, he's a Knicks fan, and I know he's excited because he was down in the dumps the last couple nights coming off of that Game 5 loss. I can't wait to listen to his show tonight as I drive home and hear the elation and the joy. 877-337-6666. This is what we live for. My name's Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. This is KM to AM, a five-hour show. My last call goes to Ari in Lakewood. Go for it, Ari.
Keith, I want to ask you, what will the Yankees outfield look like when Dominguez becomes healthy?
Immediately you put Dominguez in center field. Alex Verdugo doesn't leave left field, and Juan Soto's in right field. Now, obviously, where do you put Judge? You're going to DH him. You're going to put him in right field. But, like, Dominguez... as soon as Dominguez is ready, I'm putting him in center field. I don't want Judge running around. Stanton can be on the bench. The Yankees bench is weak. Imagine a bench with Stanton and Judge. Obviously, one of them will be DHing. But no, Dominguez, if he's healthy and he's still the Martian and he's hitting like we saw him hit, a switch hitting a linebacker that can play center field, you put that kid in. We need him. We need him in the middle of that lineup.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call. And, I mean, Dominguez could be back in a month. He's going to start doing some rehab games and some spring training. Not spring training games, some minor league games. If Judge doesn't get it together, I don't care about $40 million in a captain. You put that young man in. We saw him make an impact. His first swing took Justin Verlander deep in Houston. You put him in center field. I don't want Judge running around on his toe anymore. Maybe Judge will be better for it. Epic. The Knicks win 118-115. They knock off the Philadelphia 76ers and the reigning MVP in six games. Philadelphia came out for that tonight, huh? 2,000 tickets bought for that tonight, huh? A 9 o'clock game, huh? It's 12 o'clock. That's all I've got. C-Mac is coming up next. This is a night where you stay up and you listen to the fan and you listen to the fans call the fan and talk about what they just saw in this game and the entire series. And you go to sleep tonight and you get ready for round two against the Pacers. Thanks for everybody watching on TikTok, everybody that called, everybody that listened, and everybody that listened and didn't call. I'm going home. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.